Here's the story from Ireland's own, entitled Stranger Than Fiction. Did Valentino's ghost haunt a movie set? Director William Ashman has spent most of the morning preparing the Hollywood set for the key scene of his Western drama Storm and Fury. He had positioned his extras and instructed his two stars on their moves for the shootout, which would bring the movie to a final climax. No wonder he was furious when the hushed atmosphere was shattered by the scream of a wardrobe girl who rushed onto the set in obvious terror. "He's here," she cried. "Who has?" demanded Ashman, angered by the interruption. "No visitors are allowed on the set." "It's Rudolph Valentino," the girl whispered, adding defensively, "I'm not the only one to see him. A lot of people think he's haunting this picture." Indeed, during the time Storm and Fury was on the studio floor during the summer of 1929, at least a dozen people were apparently prepared to say that they had in fact seen the ghost of the charismatic Italian-American superstar who had died 3 years earlier at the age of only 31. What made the allegations even more disturbing was that Valentino had actually been considering Storm and Fury as his next movie before he died of peritonitis on August 1926. It was claimed that the first sighting took place 3 days after the shooting of Storm and Fury began. A commissioner at the studio said he had seen someone he described as the absolute spitting image of the star standing outside one of the main buildings. He recalled, "I've seen a lot of Valentino when he was making his picture, The Sheik at Paramount. I would arrange for his car to pick him up and would open the door for him, so I saw him at very close quarters. That's why I have no doubt that Valentino was the person I saw. He just faded away into thin air. I thought I must be dreaming, but I wasn't. It was the middle of the day. The sun was out, so I wasn't deceived by a trick of the light. I would swear in any court that I saw Rudolph Valentino, even though I know he'd been dead and buried for the past 3 years." Not surprisingly, women seemed to make up the majority of eyewitnesses to the heartthrob star's apparent return from the dead. After all, over 100,000 women lined the Los Angeles streets when his funeral cortege passed by. 2 days after the commissioner's experience, a studio makeup girl claimed she met Valentino face to face in a corridor. She said he looked pale and sad and he was wearing a slave bracelet, which was given to him by his wife Natasha. "I got to within 4 or 5 feet of him, then he suddenly faded before my eyes. Then I turned and ran. When I forced myself to turn round, there was no one there." William Ashman, a cynical New Yorker in late middle age, had been a director's assistant on the 1924 Valentino's film A Sainted Devil, and claimed to be utterly unmoved by the rumours that the stars returned from the dead. Then, 3 days after the wardrobe girl had burst in on the movie set, Ashman was about to leave the studio for the day when he saw for himself the unmistakable figure of the Latin lover near the studio's main car park. Ashman was later to remember, "Determined to sort this out once and for all, I went over to the guy. My first thought was that some nut was impersonating Valentino, but the nearer I got, the more the powerful belief that despite all my instincts, I was in the presence of someone from another world. As I got closer, I saw the figure was surrounded by what I can only describe as a sunny haze, which seemed to put a barrier between it and the ordinary world. Then as I watched, the apparition dissolved into the evening sunlight, and I was standing alone, feeling scared and disturbed." The following day was the last day's shooting on Storm and Fury, which, despite alleged distractions from another world, had been completed 3 days ahead of schedule. On the last afternoon, Ashman was discussing a technical problem with an associate when two extras rush up to the director in alarm to say that the guy who looks like Valentino was on the darkened set. Once more, against my better judgment, I went to see whether the claim was true and saw the figure standing motionless near the camera. Two colleagues saw it too. Later they confirmed every detail of what I had seen. After the movie was finally completed, There were no further reports of the spectre of Rudolph Valentino being seen. William Ashman remarked, "I'm now convinced that Valentino came back on the set of the picture that death had prevented him from making. This is Barry Mack."